KJAN Sports.
16 and a half minutes past 7. It's time now for a look at sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen, and this report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In sports, high school football action from Friday night set the stage for the football tournaments that'll be held next week. In the Class 1A quarterfinals yesterday, it was Emmitsburg over IKM Manning 55-7 in Class 1A. Also, St. Albert Council Bluffs beating Mount Air 28-0. Applington Parkersburg was a 49-22 winner over Dyke New Hartford in 1A. And Applington actually has a double score there, so we'll double-check that for you. In the Class 2A quarterfinals, it was Beckman-Dyersville over Waukon 32-20. Kemper Catholic over West Marshall 22-13. Mediapolis over Bondurant Farrar in 2A 48-14. Spirit Lake beat Boyden Hall by a score of 21-17. In the 3A quarterfinals on Friday, it was Bishop Heelan Catholic over Council Bluffs Lewis Central 21-0. Decorah, a 21-14 winner over Central Clinton of DeWitt. Grinnell beats South Tama County 49-35. It was Williamsburg over Winterset 31-13. In the Class 4A quarterfinals, Ankeny beat West Des Moines Valley 27-10. Cedar Falls over Pleasant Valley 28-21. Cedar Rapids Xavier down Cedar Rapids Prairie 28-7. Southeast Polk beat West Des Moines Dowling 49-14. Also in Class A quarterfinal action, it was BGM Brooklyn over Linville Sully 28-13. Hinton downing Akron Westfield 42-13. Logan Magnolia down Woodward Granger 46-14. It was Wapsie Valley over Fairbank North Tama 46-20 in Class A. And an eight-player quarterfinal action Friday. Exira EHK beat Glidden Ralston 39-36. It was Murray dashing the Adair Casey Bombers' hopes for the state tournament by a 60-43 victory. Marcus Samaritan Cleghorn, or MMC, over Newell Fonda in eight-player action, 42-38. And Gilbertville Don Bosco beat Clarksville, 42-6. As I mentioned, that set the stage for the state high school football tournament, which begins on Thursday, November the 8th, at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. In eight-player action on Thursday, it'll be Gilbertville Don Bosco taking on Murray in the morning game, first afternoon game. Just after 12, in fact, pits MMC against Exira EHK. Both teams are undefeated on the season. In Class 3A Thursday evening, it'll be Bishop Heelan Catholic taking on Grinnell, and the nightcap is Decorah versus Williamsburg. On Friday, November the 9th, Class A, the morning session, pits Wapsie Valley against BGM Brooklyn. The first game of the afternoon will have Hinton take on Logan Magnolia. In Class 4A next Friday, it'll be Ankeny taking on Southeast Polk in the afternoon game at 4:06, and later that evening, Cedar Falls takes on Cedar Rapids Xavier. Next Saturday, November the 10th, the state football tournament in Cedar Falls. It'll be the Class 1A teams in action, and that includes the morning session with Dyke New Hartford taking on Iowa City Regina. In the afternoon, Emmitsburg plays against Council Bluffs St. Albert. In Class 2A next Saturday at 4:06, it'll be Spirit Lake taking on Kemper Catholic, and at 7:06, it'll be Dyersville-Beckman Catholic versus Mediapolis. The championship rounds for those winners will be held November 15th and 16th at the Unidome. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes look to snap a two-game losing streak with a visit to Indiana this afternoon. For the second straight week, the Hawks have been forced to prepare to face two quarterbacks. With Trey Robinson injured, the Hoosiers have been using Nate Sudfeld and Cam Kaufman.
Both these guys will run the football. I think the difference is if they're on the move, they're looking to throw the ball, and then they'll pull it down and go. They do have some called runs, but Their intent, to, if they break the pocket, is more to throw the football, whereas, you know, last week it was a little different story.
And that is, of course, Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. The Iowa defense has been shredded the past 2 weeks, and Ferentz says that unit faces another tough test.
These guys have really good skill players. Their line's much improved. I'll start there. Their veteran players are playing well, but they're new guys, and some young guys are really playing really well up front. So they're better there. The running back was good last year. He's still good, and they've got really good guys out there on the perimeter. Two of them have really good size as well. So it's, you know, they give you a lot of challenges.
Barron said the Hoosiers feature an aggressive defensive style.
Yeah, they really play with a reckless, aggressive attitude, and that's reflected probably statistically. The tackles for losses they have, that type of thing. Yeah, and they've got some different players. They've got some veteran guys. Some guys have changed positions, but they're really playing with a lot of confidence, and they're playing hard. I think that's the biggest. The whole team's playing hard, but their defense really plays hard.
You can hear the action beginning with the Hawkeyes pregame show today at 12:30. Kickoff for today's game is at 2:30 right here on KJAN. The Iowa State Cyclones host Oklahoma today in Big 12 action. The Sooners hope to contend for a national championship, but those hopes were dashed after last week's loss to Notre Dame.
This is a team that has two losses. Oh, by the way, both those teams are undefeated that they lost to. And ranked in the top four, top three in the country, and also a team that was ranked in the top five preseason, I think. This is a very good football team that we're playing, and we'll have to play really well to stay in the stadium.
And that's Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes, who said the Sooners will still have an explosive offense.
You know, Landry Jones seems like he's been quarterbacking there since Thomas Lott left, and he hasn't become less of a player. He's become more mature. He's become more experienced. He's got a core of receivers that you know, top to bottom are as good as we're going to see. A running back that I think is third in the league in the numbers that he's putting up. A defense that is tops in the league.
Rhodes said it would be a big victory for the program, especially in front of a home crowd that's been very supportive this season.
We were really happy to deliver a victory to the home crowd. Homecoming and all this past Saturday after letting them down the two previous home games. You know, when you can point at numbers that have never been accomplished in the history of a university that's been playing football over 100 years, it's really special and it means a great deal to me.
Kickoff for today's game in Ames is at 11 a.m. Elsewhere in college sports, two Penn State administrators have appeared in court on new charges accusing them of hushing up child sexual abuse allegations against former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. The arraignment of Gary Schultz and Tim Curley lasted for about 10 minutes in a suburban Harrisburg courtroom. Their additional bail was set at $50,000, but they don't need to post cash or other security. Their preliminary hearing is scheduled for November 12th, a date the judge says is likely to be postponed. The new charges are endangering the welfare of children, obstruction, and conspiracy. In NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs have played nearly 500 minutes over eight games in overtime, and so far they have yet to hold the lead in regulation for one single second. That's the startling reality for a team picked by some to win the AFC West this season. There have been devastating injuries to key players, including concussions to both quarterbacks. Their top wide receiver held out during training camp. Their star running back has struggled. And the Chiefs' defense hasn't stopped much of anybody lately. The result is a 1-7 record that has led to fans paying for banners to fly over the stadium, pleading for the general manager to be fired, and an organized protest on tap for an upcoming home game in which fans are planning to come dressed in black. Bears safety Chris Conte has been fined $21,000 by the NFL for hitting Panthers receiver Brandon LaFell in the head and neck area when LaFell was defenseless during last Sunday's game. Conte has appealed. Raiders defensive lineman Richard Seymour, Giants defensive lineman Chris Canty, Jets linebacker Marcus Doughton, and Titans rookie defensive tackle Mike Martin were fined $15,750. Seymour was docked for roughing Chiefs quarterback Matt Cassel. Canty was fined for striking Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo with the crown of his helmet. And Doughton's hit to the head area of Dolphins quarterback Matt Moore got him fined. And Martin used his helmet to strike Colts rookie quarterback Andrew Luck in the shoulder. Finally, in sports, New Orleans Saints running back and return specialist Darren Sproles has undergone hand surgery and won't be able to play Monday night against the Eagles. Offensive coordinator Pete Carmichael revealed the seriousness of the injury, but wouldn't say which hand was injured or even when Sproles was hurt. The sports was brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.